You're listening to the Reluctant Adult Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, follow us on social media and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is the way.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million.
This week from the internet,
the fourth turtle of Grayskull finally rears his head, and fans are wigging out over Michelangelo's new do. Plus, cereal not included. X-Men 97 transports us back to a simpler time when men were men and those men wore crop tops. And Todd McFarlane's Spawnuary art contest prompts outrage after AI claims top spot. But my mom says I'm cool.
It's the Reluctant Adult Podcast.
Don't you be a dummy. Buckle your safety belt.
Thank you, Billy. It's morphin' time.
Welcome to another episode of the Reluctant Adult Podcast. My name is Paul, and I am joined, as always, by the man who has many faces, Bill!
Hi, everyone. That's right. So many. Here's one right now.
It's Manny.
And don't forget this one. Oh.
You are known to wear a mask or a costume or two on the show.
Yes.
So I will. Yes. I think that's fair to say you're a man of many faces.
That's true.
It's like that plot line in Game of Thrones that really didn't seem to go anywhere. But they had the character that could change who.
Oh, the
who
faceless
they were.
Man. Yes.
But then it's like they died maybe, and then Arya right. just sort of like kept going, kept on trucking.
Took the power.
I don't know.
Yeah. No. Whatever.
Weird. I don't know. Best, it really all forgotten. It really all fell apart.
It did. It did.
Really all fell apart.
It's okay.
It is.
Okay. I mean, I look at myself, whatever. Say one night I don't use my CPAP machine, and then I'm sure. just an awful person the next day.
Wow.
I learned that about myself.
Well, you become dependent on air, on oxygen. You realize
oxygen.
How important oxygen is to
right.
us oxygenarians.
Oh, sure.
Speaking of things you can't live without... we want to welcome a new sponsor to the show. They started playing their ads last week. You may have heard them. Rotella Resale, your premier collectibles, toys, and novelty retailer. Free shipping on U.S. orders. Save 10% with promo code RADIO. We'll have to work on getting a personalized affiliate code, or not affiliate, but whatever. Savings code. Now, We want to thank Rotella Resale. We were talking about them last week because their ad sounds great. And if you go onto their Facebook page, they have a video from a few years ago. And we were like, is that AI? Because there's a right. woman. There's two women, but we think it's one woman or AI. So no women
mm-hmm.
talking about Rotella Resale. And we were like, is this AI? But it's from a few years ago. So it's less likely. I think it is a real woman, and she's wearing a wig, maybe, because she appears on the screen as two different people. But
yeah.
Go to their Facebook, Rotella Resale. Check it out for yourself. Let us know what you think. Is it AI? Is it real? Are they time travelers? Did they travel into the time to get the AI
Ooh.
Technology we have in 2024?
Yes.
If you would like to advertise on the show, just send us an email, thereluctantadultpodcast@gmail.com. We will work with you, whatever you want to do. We love supporting the collector community, small businesses, anyone that wants to pay us. If you'd like us to show up at your birthday party, if you'd like to have us host a convention in your town, we are more than willing to travel.
Yes.
If you pay for our travel, listen, bar mitzvahs, weddings, whatever. We are the life of the party, especially if there are toys involved. Not those kind of toys. Anyway,
So again, thank you, Rotella Resale, sponsoring us. If you'd like to sponsor, if you'd like to be a sponsor, the Reluctant Adult Podcast at gmail.com. Now, Bill, yes. This week we've been talking about Turtles of Grayskull for months. We first saw that grainy, should not have been released photo of Leonardo, and we could barely make out what it was.
It's a blue He-Man at one point.
It was just bizarre. And then I don't know if it was at a toy fair, some convention, it was on display, but it was just like card art, right? And it was like a digital render of the figure. And then finally, Mattel put out actual showroom photos of the toys so we could see what they look like. And they've been out, series 1 and 2. I think series 3 starting to trickle out? Is Moss Man considered series 3?
I don't know. That was maybe a travesty in itself. Two.
Well, maybe. Walmart exclusive.
Yes.
So we had three turtles, but we had not seen prior to this week Michelangelo. We knew he was coming, or that was going to be one of the strangest decisions in toys history, but we had not seen him. This week, I think we saw the rest of the line. They just showed off everything that's left.
Everything. Right.
Yeah. Now, I saw that Pixel Dan was complaining that something got leaked and he was supposed to have the official reveal. I don't know if that was specific to Turtles of Grayskull or another He-Man thing, but were these photos leaked before they were supposed to officially be out?
I think they were, because they had an event where they actually had Series 3 to show off, and then all of a sudden, like within a day, the rest of the line was just revealed. And we're like, what?
Because we got this card back image that was that was small, and it was like sort of grainy. And this showed everything. Michelangelo, Skeletor.
Then we saw got some pretty two bop steady, which is just mwah.
Two bop steady. I hadn't seen the name. That's good. Yes. Two bop steady. I like that.
Yes.
we kind of shit on the names, but that's a good one. I enjoy that.
That's fun.
Merman? Who is Merman mixed with?
He looks like he's mixed with a snake.
But what is the turtle character?
Is it supposed to be a turtle character?
Oh, do sometimes the villains, they're just mutated? I got you.
Right, like the Eternia villains are.
But then there's Leatherhead. Leatherhead is a TMNT character, but he's in this, not mutated with anybody.
No, not at all.
And then Hordak. Well, I don't know. He just looks like an alligator. And then Casey Jones, minimal motu.
He just showed up. He showed up for the fight. He's like, just give me a different mask. Make it metal.
He's got a sword at least, and maybe a shield. Okay. I will say, the standout of this line, Splinter. This may be the best Splinter figure ever for any line.
Splinter
Skull. It
looks
great.
He does look good.
He looks really good. I think I want that one the most.
Okay.
That's a fun Splinter. I want to. Yeah. He's got the braids coming down, or like what did he braid? They braided like the under his jaw or something.
Oh, really?
I don't even know.
It's just there's something there. King Grayskull.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That modeled after him.
The tail looks very familiar. It looks very reminiscent of the Playmates Splinter.
Oh, nice.
Gray becomes like a weird. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited for those. And then another really fun one, Michelangelo. We finally saw him. He's got He-Man's hair.
Right. So what does that tell you about He-Man's hair?
That it's a wig. It's been a wig this whole time. It's always been a wig. Yeah.
Oh.
That's a fun one. I do like that they're having fun with these. And then another Leonardo, which is
another Leonardo and He-Man. What is that, like Ninja Strike or Ninja Stealth?
Ninja Stealth He-Man.
He-Man, which, I get the variants.
I mean,
but
we didn't have a normal He-Man, so I think that's fair. April actually looks great. April is a very, very good figure. Yeah, I think it's funny. I feel like Mattel has done a better job with April and Splinter than Playmates or NECA. I think these
fair
are great.
Enough. They look, and then, she looks good. Yeah.
She looks good. Skeletor is fun. He looks big. I don't know if it's just the scaling of the photo or if he's a larger figure, but he looks, got some neon green. So this finishes off the line. We got all the characters. Are there any characters you feel like were omitted?
I don't think so. I think they went through some pretty core characters on both sides of things.
We got Mousers, but we didn't get like a Baxter.
Right.
So maybe there's some room for another. I wonder if there'll be another deluxe, or maybe is one of these considered a deluxe figure? Maybe Skeletor is a deluxe figure?
Maybe. Or maybe, April is, just because of the size of those wings. Because
of the wings, maybe.
Yeah.
Do we have enough figures to make, what's it, what was that?
Metal Bottom?
Metal Bottom. Do we have enough?
I believe so.
How many figures is that spread?
I think it's only four.
Four, okay.
I could be mistaken, but I think it's four.
Because how many deluxe figures do we have? I feel like Mossman was three.
We have the Krang. Isn't the Krang robot a deluxe?
Krang is a deluxe. Oh, and then Slasher or Slaker, whatever they call him.
Slacker.
Slacker, yeah. All right, so maybe we have enough. So this has been a great collection. I think these are really fun. I wonder
nice if... and condensed.
Yeah. I wonder if it did well enough that they will be like, oh, let's do another set, and what that would look like. Nice. Probably just be repaints at this point. But this was a nice treat. This was a nice. We definitely didn't see it coming.
No.
Playmates. Well, not Playmates. You think of Turtles from the beginning. You think of Playmates, and it's like you have to get permission from Playmates, but not really. It's through Nickelodeon. Obviously, right. Playmates had some sort of say with the Super 7 deal, but. Maybe they just made a stink to Nickelodeon. It wasn't like them directly standing in the way.
We need to get like a foot soldier, but make it Fisto.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Fisto soldier.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think that the foot soldier is something that got skipped. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they did a good job for everything they did. Good selection, good everything, good on them. So I wonder, you know, if this will be one of those things where people are completist and then people who, you know, later down the road, some figures will be more sought after because people want to have a full collection. Maybe they want to
I think it'll be a nice set.
It is a nice set,
It'll be a nice set, yeah.
To keep, and the carding is great, so you could have a mint on card collection, too. So
right.
This might be one to watch. Keep an eye on that secondary market if you, and if you are thinking twice about jumping in, maybe just do it just to have them.
Yeah.
And then you could probably sell them, at least make your money back.
Starting to see Wave 1 a lot more at Target, so.
That's good. Yeah, I don't think I've seen any of the Turtle characters. I feel like I saw Man-at-Arms once.
Yeah.
That Man-at-Arms figures, I feel like, is one that's being overlooked a lot. Like, people don't really talk about that figure.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
But he's solid, yeah.
Yeah.
And you need him so you can make that giant bow for Donatello, right?
Right.
Combine them. Yeah. So this was a good way for He-Man to get back on the shelves at retail, show retailers that he's got some juice left in the tank. So, of course, the other He-Man adjacent project that we've been talking about recently is Flipor. Now, if this is the first time listening to the show, maybe you've never heard of Flipor. Flipor is a Kickstarter project from Mad Hatter Reviews. He is a brand new character from the mind of Mad Hatter, but he is very much in the style of the He-Man Origins figure. He's already been funded, and now we're just sort of unlocking more goals as we go. So, we didn't know much about Mad Hatter, or at least I didn't know much about Mad Hatter. We didn't know a lot about this character. As the weeks have gone on, we've been learning more, we've been talking about it, and then Mad Hatter himself, the Mad Hatter, reached out to us, and we will hopefully be talking to the Mad Hatter. We still don't know his real name. He's just the Mad Hatter. Mad Hatter Reviews. Maybe Reviews is his last name. And then... some of the other people that are working on this project, we're hopefully going to talk to them this week. So maybe by the end of the week, you will have a bonus podcast to listen to.
Oh.
And then we you know, this has really got our wheels spinning about, well, clearly there is an appetite for these kind of figures. This figure is a success. They have to do another figure Flipor needs someone to battle against. Who is the natural enemy of the toy flipper, of the scalper? I think it goes without saying. It's the podcaster who talks about them, right? It's obvious. It's obvious to me.
I could agree with that.
Yeah. I think it should be obvious to everyone. So we have some ideas that we're going to float to Mad Hatter, and we'll see if maybe we can collaborate and listen on a project in the future. But lots to talk about, lots to learn about the whole Kickstarter process, the toy making process. So keep an ear out for our interview about Flipor.
Ooh.
All right, Bill, we're getting down to the wire here. We're talking about Super 7 Simpsons. So last week I said that Series 3 came in stock just a week out from when Series 2 came in stock. And I ordered them. They showed up. I got them. And they just keep getting better and better. Like, this set, four figures, Monty Burns, Ralph Wiggum, and the two aliens, Kang and Kodos. Now, I will say, let's start with the weakest link, okay? I'm going to pull out a figure. This is Ralph.
Oh, it's Ralph.
Now, God, look at that hair. This is not a bad figure, but I will say that it's probably the weakest figure in the entire line.
Yeah.
Mostly because
oh my.
They went for it, and it just didn't work out. The way they did the hair, it's too thick. It looks like a spider. It looks like an infinite armed spider on top of
it. It looks like a spooky eye from this angle.
A spooky eye. Woo! Ah. It does. If it was white, yeah, it just looks like the blood.
It's got a jaundiced spooky
eye. Yeah. Oh my God, you're right. It does just look like a really bloodshot eye. Oh my God.
Get one for next week and just pop the head off and put them on your own eyes.
No. You have to like pull Oh, you mean like just put it on my eye? Like,
yeah. Oh, here we go.
Hello.
Oh my God. No.
Stop. This is what our Motu character is going to look like.
Oh, that's great.
You know, there are two heads.
Oh, here we go.
Because, oh my God. See, this is why these are so much fun. You're not going to get this kind of stuff with the Jax figures. Because you got the one eye. One normal head, and then he got ice cream cone eye.
Oh no!
What happened? I got a tiny ice cream stuck in my eye. What's happening? Oh no!
Oh my goodness!
I can't get this head on. I didn't try too hard, but maybe I have to warm it up. See, here's the thing: Ralph is not an exciting figure because his character is so even keeled. That's the humor of Ralph. So he doesn't really translate into an exciting figure. It's just the reality of it. So one thing I really liked that they did is they gave him two hands that are holding the two sides of a pot of paste. So the one side is holding the pot and the other one's holding the top. So it's like, even though I can't really reach to get it in there, it's a nice moment where it's like he's holding it. And those are like permanently attached. So they did the best they could. I don't remember what the Playmates figure looked like for hair. Was it just like, it wasn't like a separate piece? Like this one is like a soft plastic.
I think it was definitely stuck on there, if not even drawn on, like tampo stamped on there.
That's what I was thinking too. They might have just like Charlie Browned it.
Yeah.
The other non-alien character in the set is Mr. Burns. Again, not like a super exciting character, but I will say the beauty of these Super 7 figures is they give them alternate heads that allow them to have so much personality. So here's Mr. Burns and his beloved teddy bear. And look at that face. Look at that.
Bobo.
So you can see it. Bobo. He's got the overbite. Oh, and I don't think you can see it too well because of the webcam, but
yeah,
he is just so pleased. He's so happy to have that bear. But then outside of that, he's got like a normal head and then like a maniacal laughing head. Which is fun, you know.
Sure.
I mean, if we had, like, Smithers to go with him, like, if they were a two-pack, I think it would have been more exciting. This one's hard to get on. There it goes. So this is good. Lots of personality there with the laughing. I mean, they do just such a good job with these portraits. It's just so impressive. And then normal. Normal Mr. Burns. he's like doing, he's got the like the limp hands.
Look. Oh yes, the dinosaur hands.
A great figure, just sort of like not at the top of my lists, especially when we don't have normal Homer or Bart.
Right.
There's Blinky being served on a platter.
Oh yes.
Great accessories. He comes with a ton of hands. None of them really stand out. Not doing anything. Like he's not like flipping the bird. He comes with the $1 trillion bill. You can see that. Now, here's something you're not going to get from Jax. We saw those Jax figures a little better this week. And they're like the Mario figures. They come with one accessory.
That's a rustling around.
Here's the computer that comes with Ralph. Look at that. You get the keyboard. It's raised. It's not just like, it's not painted. But look at the back. It's got like a little inscription there and a plug. Like they didn't have to make it this detailed. They didn't have to go this hard, but they did. And that's why I love them. So those are fine. Those are fine.
Yeah.
The main course. Those were the appetizers. The main course. Look at this.
My goodness.
Look at, he's not even going to fit in the frame. He's giant.
That's big.
I'm going to have to go back. Here we go.
Wow.
Big. Big, big, big.
That's impressive.
Look at this. It's amazing. So the dome.
Oh, my gosh. This is, you got a large hand, too. Look at the size of the dome. Yeah,
I know.
Damn it.
Dome comes off. Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Now look at the eye. Oh, it moves. You can move it. You can pose it. It's not like the Gremlins where it has a ball in the back, but I think it's better this way. You can just move it wherever you want. It's great. So his tentacles are articulated. He has alternate like tentacle tips. I won't say hands, but he's got the fork and the knife. Is this Kang or Kodos? Can you tell? Or is there any discernible way to tell?
I can't tell. I don't know.
So they each come with two different heads, bodies?
Whichever one's on the right. Or left.
Here's the other head. And then here's the other head for the other one. So you can see they gave him like the open mouth. So one of them has a closed eye. So it's like you only get three movable eyes. But I guess you can switch the heads in between the two to get that perfect, like, you want them laughing and they got the drool sculpted. I mean, these are just amazing.
That's fun.
One of them, I feel like it's Kodos, but I'm not sure. Comes with baby Maggie as the alien.
Oh, there we go.
What does she say? This is truly a disturbing universe.
Yeah, like well, that. Not in that episode.
Or is that a separate one? It's a different
separate
one.
Separate episode, yes.
Yeah, the one tooth. Look at this. This is great. This is the only Maggie figure we got. Head moves. I think that's it.
Head moves.
Great figure. Here's the other one. Kang or Kodos, you decide. Look at, he's a little angry. Look at this. He comes with the serving tray. He opens up.
Oh.
He could, no food. What was under there in the episode? Was it supposed to be the Simpsons
was like,
under there?
No, it was just like food.
It was just food, yeah. So no food.
It was like hot
but
dogs
still,
and stuff.
Get your own. Oh, they were trying to fatten
him up. Get a mini brand. Put a mini brand in there. Or build your own Microverse food. Plate of nachos.
I have everything, all the accessories bagged up, but each one of them comes with their ray gun, and it's attached to the tip of the tentacle. There's the
That's
book,
good.
How to Cook for 40 Humans.
Ah, very good.
Very good. The salt shaker. Oh, so much. The one accessory that I'm like, this was unnecessary. This is their sign. It says Earth's Capital, and it's plastic. It's solid.
Oh,
like,
weird.
This could have been cardboard. Like, this is
it
too much.
Been.
You've gone too far. You're gone
now
too far.
Now you won't throw it out. Now you won't throw that out. It's plastic.
I wouldn't have thrown it out either way.
Oh, no. I treat cardboard accessories very poorly.
Oh. I try not to.
I do my best not to, but it's not one of those, like, exciting things. Like, the Plasma series, Peter Venkman came with the playing cards.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, great, paper, wonderful. What am I going to do with this?
But it's accurate.
It was accurate.
Made of paper.
I know.
Here's the I choose you card.
Oh, very nice.
That comes with Ralph. So again, amazing accessories. But the figure itself, not that exciting. But one more set. That's it. We're down to one. And I was checking tonight. Two of the figures, Dredrick Tatum and Radioactive Man, pre-sold out on Entertainment Earth. They're gone.
It's a frightening thing. Prospect.
If you want Moo Moo Homer and Devil's Flanders, pre-order them now. There's free shipping over $79. And so those together would give you free shipping. So you can't use code ToyPod to save 10% because it's not in stock, but you can get free shipping. So go to one of our websites, go to Toy Sailboat on Facebook, click our link so we get credit for it, or go to our Instagram and get them because they're great. And when they're gone, they're gone. Super 7 doesn't have the license anymore. They're not going to make them. You're going to get some Jack stuff. And it'll be smaller, it'll be, you know, more accessible. But do you think you're going to get baby Maggie? You think you're going to get alternate heads with ice cream cones that look like eyeballs?
Oh.
So someone said that our constant chilling, we must be getting some free freebies from Super 7. Au contraire, they have not even said thank you. They have not even acknowledged that we exist. I think we were shitting on them for too long. They wrote us off.
Yeah.
Brian probably blocked us on Instagram.
Nothing.
We're just doing it for the love of the game because these are great and I love them. But I would like free ones. If you want to send me another set to keep in box, I would love that. It's never too late. Nope. Okay.
Mend those
What's
fences.
Next? What's next, Bill? What do you want to talk about?
I wish I prepared better because I had a nighttime of fun. And maybe if we go on break, I can run out in the car. It's snowing up here, so.
That's gross.
It is. It's nasty.
People are saying that the weather may cause fewer people to go to the movies this weekend, which could hurt the box office for Ghostbusters.
Okay.
It's on track for about a $45 million weekend opening, which would put it right on par with Afterlife, which I think is good. I think if the sequel doesn't do drastically worse than the original, I think that's a good sign that you can do more of them.
Yeah.
You have not had a chance to see it yet, correct?
I have not, which I guess surprised you. Yeah. I mean,
because you're a big fan.
I'm a big fan. I tried to gauge interest the other day, like Thursday, to go out and see it in the evening. The children, like at least like four or five people outside of myself. And everyone was like, no.
Oh,
it's so okay.
It's not there. The excitement's not there.
I don't know if this so much it was an inconvenient thing to do, but like also I think about it and I'm like, the movie experience, I told you earlier, I was like, it really isn't the same anymore. Like going day of and getting there early and getting pre-order tickets like months ahead. That's all gone for me.
The bloom is off the rose. Yeah.
Nicole Kidman couldn't coerce me back in the theater.
She couldn't save it. No.
No, not in my opinion.
For me, having my first child, that sort of put a kibosh on all of that because it just was hard. It's hard to, you know, you don't want to like impose every week on a grandparent to come watch the kids. And we're not doing the babysitter thing. So it's just like, it's just hard. I have to like take off work on a Tuesday, go get the cheap tickets. That's what we're doing for Ghostbusters. The wife and I were taking off Tuesday. We're going to go see Ghostbusters on Tuesday. Hope they have some traps left. Hope he saved a trap for me, Regal.
You going for the Regal trap?
Regal's the closest theater. I actually don't know if I'm going to get it. I'm still not sure. From the start, I thought AMC was the way to go. But there's something about the doors. I feel like the pattern is wrong.
The pattern is wrong.
It doesn't start from one end and end on the other. It's like
it goes to the middle. V's.
So it just hurts my brain.
It's supposed to just kind of not even cross.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be like the middle breaks up the line.
Right.
But that's not how it is. I wonder if that's why they haven't shown it closed a lot. Like, they always show it with that box thing in it.
Yeah.
I wasn't even sure it closed because I hadn't seen a picture of it. So that might ruin it for me. And then the Regal one has lights and sound, so that's fun.
Yeah.
Do they both have that little connector that looks like a like the guitar connector on the bottom that you would stick the hose into? At least one of them has that.
Yeah, one of them does. I don't know.
So I was like, oh, that's actually a really like intricate detail that I wouldn't expect. Like, I don't think the Spirit Halloween one had that.
No kidding.
So next week we'll have a review of Ghostbusters. The official critics haven't loved it, but all the fans seem to like it. And everyone's like, if you liked real Ghostbusters, this really felt like an episode. A lot of the stuff we saw in the trailers apparently aren't making it. Not a lot of those red coats. So everyone that went out and bought those like multi-$100 red winter coats, I hope they don't have buyer's remorse since they weren't heavily featured in the movie.
It's pretty wild considering it's a Frozen Empire kind of winter themed movie.
I know, it's weird. Well, the complaint I'm hearing a lot is the direction. And then like it seemed like scenes were missing that would have made things make more sense
or
help the pacing. So this may be one of the things where the studio got involved and maybe there'll be like a director's cut that's better.
It'd be nice.
But, you know, that's not what you get to see in the theater. So
no,
it's not really fair. But I'm excited to see it. I don't know if I'll wear my jumpsuit. We'll see how hot it is. But it'll be like, no, it's a Tuesday. No one will be there. Like the ticket taker guy. But like, I really appreciate you went all out for this.
Good job.
We're going to be right back after this message. And we're going to talk about X-Men 97.
Whoa.
All right, so it was long delayed, but I think that we can both agree that the wait was worth it. X-Men 97 finally premiered on Disney Plus this week. Two episodes. What were your thoughts?
I was speechless.
You're speechless. It's that good.
I was speechless.
Yeah.
So, I was surprised because sometimes, I mean, granted, it's Marvel and Star Wars animation, but I was surprised because, you know, Bad Batch is finishing up. They kind of maintain that Wednesday drop slot for Disney Plus there. But then on Wednesday, we get the two episodes of X-Men 97. Mm-hmm. So I sat and I watched them. I made sure that I wasn't like in front of like a computer screen. I dedicated it to TV. Mm-hmm. And first episode, very nice, like kind of just like, oh, like a direct callback to those original cartoons. And the second episode, completely off the rails,
oh my God,
in my opinion.
Getting real deep.
Like, so like real and like just amazing. Yeah. Just amazing TV.
Yeah. It really goes to show how people's brains work that for a lot of people, the big takeaway from episode two was that Gambit was wearing that cutoff shirt, or was that was that episode one? I think that was episode two.
That was one.
That was the first episode. Okay. Well, they dropped at the same time. So still, their takeaway from this first couple episodes, like people were like, "Oh, look at Disney made Gambit so woke," not remembering at all what the '90s were like. Like absolutely, he would have been wearing that in the '90s. Like, look at his what he normally wears. He's got the pink accents. He's got like the crazy, like, I don't even know how you describe what he wears on his head. Like, it doesn't exist in reality. Like, what even is that?
No.
Like, it can't be replicated in reality. That's what I think about a lot of this stuff. This is why I feel like the Marvel Cinematic Universe needs to take a break and we need to go back to animation. Because watching that first episode, watching them fight as a team against the Sentinels, there is no way to replicate that in live action. You could do frame for frame, but we wouldn't buy it. It's just not believable.
It would look like a cartoon. Yeah.
It would look like a cartoon.
It would look like a cartoon.
There's just no way to do it. And that's not like, it's not like, oh, you know, there's not enough quality people to do it. It just can't be done. It has to be animated. So great. I hope this show does gangbusters and they go and do Spider-Man 97 or whatever year that would be. Give us go back to Iron Man, Fantastic Four, all of those cartoons from back in the day. Just keep those rolling for a while. Give the live action stuff a break. Let it breathe because we are oversaturated. But animation is a welcome change. It's just different. We don't need to do homework. We can just catch up. Like, I didn't go back and watch that original X-Men to know where this was. It, you just jump in and have fun.
You do. I will confess I watched the last episode beforehand just because I was like, I don't really remember the last episode.
Oh, of the original
series?
During
that time where the when the animation got a little weird.
Right, they changed studios.
The show was supposed to end.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
There's some story about so I think Saban, who did Power Rangers, is responsible for that final season and why it looks so crappy. Because the studio that was doing the good stuff went on to do another show. I forget which show it was. But, yeah, so, again, you thank Saban and their thriftiness for the quality. I went back after the fact and watched Night of the Sentinels because I wanted to hear the voices. Because listening to them, other than Rogue, I thought everyone was perfect. Like, Rogue really, like, hit my ear wrong. It felt like somebody trying to do a Rogue impression. But everyone else was fine.
Okay, I can agree there.
But specifically Wolverine, I was like, oh, it sounds different. Or I remember it being different. And you were like, it's the same actor. And I was like, oh, well, it's also been, what, 30 years? So people's voices change. They can't do the same octaves they did before. And if you go back and listen to the original Wolverine, it was very down here. Lots of this. And that's probably just not something that guy can do anymore. Like, his voice just can't handle it. So it's interesting that they stuck with the original actor, even though he can't exactly replicate Wolverine. And you probably could have found someone that could. But I think that's probably better. I think people wanted those original actors back.
I think so. Yeah. I think that's a fair thing to do.
I think that's fair, too. Yeah. Because it's still the same. Yeah. It's just like Wolverine changed a little bit. I don't know why he did, but he did. He changed a little
bit. Just a tad. Yeah. Well, you know, it takes place a year afterwards. After that.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have gotten hit in the throat.
He had some reconstructive surgery or something. He had a lozenge right before they filmed that scene.
Right.
So he was fine. He just had like popcorn stuck in there the first seasons. Yeah. But I love it. It makes me want to collect the toys more than ever. Executioner. I love that they worked in all the toys we've seen other than the baby sealing character. We saw in the first two episodes. Like they hit him. It's funny that they gave us old Magneto because he didn't appear as new animation, right? He was just flashbacks or maybe like on screen or like on TV screen.
Oh, with the helmet?
Yeah.
I think he was in the danger room.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the opening credits.
Right. He's in opening credits.
That was it.
But we got his figure in series one because it was a surprise that he changed outfits. So they worked. They snuck in another Magneto. Whether that was a good idea or not, I don't know. But I bought it. I got them all.
The big one was funny. It was the reaction with when Jean Grey goes into labor and she's like,
he's coming.
He's here.
He's
coming.
Here.
And he comes, who? Apocalypse.
No, the baby. And then Wolverine drives that Jeep, like, was definitely going to kill those people driving on the sidewalk.
Yes.
Like, is this part of, like, isn't it, like, do no harm? Like, you're here to save humanity, but you're going to run them down?
Right.
Just so she can get the hospital?
Run them over.
Like, you're superheroes. You can't take care of this baby? Like, can't she, like, mind meld with the baby and be like, hold on, you don't need to come yet. Like, come on, slow down a little. I thought it was so funny that they had Jean pregnant, like, running around. Like, could you imagine a pregnant character like on cartoons back in the 90s? Like that just seemed that I don't think that would have happened. I don't know. It's so bizarre.
No, of course not. Yeah, no. It's,
but I was like,
it's
oh,
a lot
that's,
of different
you know,
stuff.
Because it's like, oh, superheroes get pregnant. I guess that is a thing, but you don't really think about it.
You don't.
So this cartoon already doing more work, breaking down more barriers than we've seen in live action in a long time. And that's another thing about cartoons. They can kind of go there, and it might fly under the radar, or people can just sort of be like, ah, it's just a cartoon. But, like, you can get some real, get some real deep ideas with cartoons.
I think so. I think this was evidence to it, so.
Yeah. So, how many episodes are we getting in this season?
I think only 10.
Okay. But we have season 2 in the can. It's ready to roll. Because this,
oh really?
This was supposed
oh,
to be done like a year
excited.
Ago. Season 1 should have been
oh,
out a year
boy.
Ago. Yeah, so season 2 is
oh,
ready to go.
Wow.
They're already working on season 3 because they fired the showrunner.
Oh my. Okay.
But they're doing season 3. So Disney has some faith in this, and that's great because it's awesome. And Hasbro really needs it. They really need the X-Men.
They do.
I feel like
I feel like
this should be assigned to all of Marvel. We want the mutants. We want the X-Men. Like, you've been tiptoeing around it for long enough. Just pull that Band-Aid off. Just make it happen. Figure out who the new Wolverine's going to be. Is it Henry Cavill? I don't know. I don't think so. Somebody.
Somebody.
Make a good choice. That's all I'm saying.
They're waiting for Deadpool. They're just waiting to see what happens with Deadpool.
It's going
to
be one of those. Going on. You think that's what they'll do?
Unbated.
Whichever, like, multiverse version of Wolverine has the best audience score, they're going to be like, all right, you're it.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Daniel Radcliffe.
There you go. I think
Danny DeVito. You tell me, please tell me Danny DeVito is one of the Wolverines. That would be brilliant. I haven't heard that as a rumor, but that just is the perfect casting in my mind. Did I spoil something? What's next? What's the next big story we want to talk about?
Was there a lot? I feel it was a very busy week.
There's a lot. I'm just trying to look. All right, so this isn't so much a news. This isn't breaking news by any means. But I finally went to an Ollie's and saw these starting lineup figures for myself with my own eyes. Because we've seen the pictures of just like, I can't even, dozens and dozens. Dozens and dozens and dozens lined up at so many different Ollie's. Every figure, the backboard, $7. Backboard's like $3 or something crazy. So I finally saw it for myself. No Kobe's, no Celtics player, no backboard, but like lots of figures and just like haphazardly thrown on shelves. Like some of them still in their shipping container. Just like figures are trash to Ollie's. Like they must have got them for a dime. They could not care less about them. And think about that.
I feel like...
Think about the origin of these figures. They were rolled out with such pomp and circumstance. How much did they cost? $50? $50?
At minimum, 50.
Plus shipping
55.
From Hasbro Pulse?
Right.
They weren't a Target. You couldn't wait for clearance. These were only available through Hasbro. And then I think like FanDuel or whatever. Like,
yeah, I think you get them from the respective players, like fan, if you like went into the fan store at like any of the stadiums or anything.
So Hasbro was really shooting for a different audience here. They weren't shooting for the toy collector. They wanted the sports collector. They thought the sports collector would be willing to pay that high price, and they were wrong. So in my mind, if there was like a lifetime achievement award for like the biggest misstep in toys, you have the E.T. Atari game. I feel like that's the gold standard. But
that's
then just
the legend,
like one step below starting lineup relaunch. Because from $50 with an NFT. That's a whole other thing. So all these came with NFTs originally. The NFTs are not included in the ones you buy at Ollie's. Where'd those go? Not that they're worth anything, but like do they technically exist? Or I don't know how NFTs work. Didn't they have to be mined or something?
I don't know how those NFTs work if they're not included.
Yeah. But did they, like, are they in some... Does, like, the top Hasbro brass have, like, the codes or whatever? Like, who even knows?
Got the blockchain.
That's the thing. Who even knows what it is? Is it, like, printed out in a Word document somewhere? A string of numbers and letters? It's like, ah-ha-ha.
Oh.
But anyways, this is insane. Like, we need to remember this. And this isn't to say that toy companies shouldn't take chances, but you shouldn't do dumb shit like this. You shouldn't disrespect the collecting community this way. I feel like this was honestly disrespectful to the people who brought you to the dance. Like, these weren't for toy collectors. You're like, we don't need you. We want a different audience. We want sports memorabilia collectors. Well, they didn't watch you, Hasbro. So remember that next time.
It's right up there with the Fortnite people. It's right up there with the Fortnite people. I mean, it's past that, but...
Fortnite,
Same misstep.
Fortnite, at least, they're... Like, Jazzwares was selling Fortnite toys when Hasbro bought that. Like, there was proof that they sell okay. Still didn't do great. Like, Hasbro's had a real bad run of luck, but this is self-inflicted wound, 100%. So when we do our award show, we're going to have the Lifetime Achievement Award for the worst toy decision of the year, brought to you by Starting Lineup.
Worst toy decision ever.
Worst decision ever. You sent me a TikTok this week of this guy that we know from Instagram who makes mannequins.
Mannequins,
and
yes.
And he's selling his house. Is that the deal? That's what the video is about?
That looked like, yeah. So it was, who is it? it was WBZ News Radio up here.
That one guy that does TikToks.
Yeah,
I like him.
What's his name?
He's funny. I don't know. We'll put it right
just
here.
Like a man on the street.
Right, and he does it like all by himself. Like he's got like the recorder on him, and then he's like sets up his camera. Like he's become like a star in and of
he's
himself.
Great.
Yeah,
it's great. Yeah. He just goes to all like the hole in the wall places around New England
and just talks to people.
He wound up
get that flavor,
yeah,
New England flavor, yeah. But he
wound up at this gentleman's house.
Greg Mario. I don't know how you pronounce his last name.
Yeah,
it's Mario. Greg. Him. We'll call him Greg. Greg from Instagram. So we know him because he was making life-size mannequins, and he was turning them into the X-Men animated series characters, and they were amazing.
Right.
And he got
they were excellent.
He got like through the whole team. He had a Beast and
he did.
Lab coat. I don't know if he did Professor X,
them,
but he got a lot of them.
He brings them to conventions.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. So he brings them to conventions now, and he actually has Professor X's chair.
Mm.
And you can sit in
it. Oh, look at that.
And you're Professor X.
That's smart.
Surrounded by the X-Men.
That is a good photo opportunity. So he was. So apparently, model making is a very prosperous industry.
It's quite lucrative.
Because he has a very nice house that he's trying to sell. And I get the impression that he's not downsizing. I think he needs more space for his mannequins. So.
Right, because they're adorned all through the house as well.
Right.
These aren't just the X-Men one. These are a lot of Batman villains. Mm-hmm.
Poison Ivy
Batman
from the Schumacher
heroes.
Stuff.
Looks just like Uma Thurman in the
crazy.
House.
It's crazy. I don't know how he does the faces.
It's wild.
It is wild.
I don't know.
It's absolutely
either.
Wild. And he was saying that he'll sell them to people who own the screen-used costumes because they'll want to display it. And what better way to display it than to have a mannequin? Like, I would do that too. I would love to have
of course,
a Ghostbusters Dan in there. Oh, that would be the best. You get him posed holding the holding the neutrino wand. Oh,
it would be excellent.
It would scare the kids. They'd love it. It'd be the best. So good for him. We should have been better friends. You could have gone and hung out at his house. I didn't know he was in Massachusetts. Did you know that?
I did know
you
that.
Did know that. All right. Well, that's your fault. You could have gone and hung out with
it
him.
It is my fault. I know, because we were talking.
Speaking of Massachusetts, discovered something very interesting this week.
I didn't discover it.
Oh, you didn't discover it.
But
it was discovered to you.
Yes,
you discovered it to me.
So, you know, having siblings that know that you are just heavily influenced by all things toys and just enjoy toy stuff in general. Mm-hmm. My sister, who lives up in New Hampshire, sent me a photo of a storefront that was a liquor store. They had taken the sign down, and behind the sign was you had to look because you're like, what is this?
Yeah, like, what are you showing me?
It was the leftover, like the remnants of
the outline.
The outline. Yeah. It was something. The KB Toy Works logo.
The ghost of the KB Toy Works logo remained.
It was leeching back out of the cement and displaying itself.
Because you sent it to me and I
felt
was like
I needed to get like,
what am I looking at here?
What is
and then
this?
I looked closely. And I was like, what is that a? Oh, that is.
Yeah.
So was that a Toy Works or like a straight up KB?
It was a KB Toy Works.
So I think. Well, I only knew them as KB Toy Works. I never knew Toy Works as a separate
the Toy
entity.
Works, right.
So I actually
it
think
was
I know
entity.
The one that this is because I used to go.
You should.
I would leave Nashua and drive to the Amherst Walmart, and this was like on the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
I loved it.
I love that one. It was like a newer one.
I didn't go to
too.
This one often enough. It was. Yeah. I didn't go to this one often enough because we weren't going up to Amherst. We'd still be going to Leominster, going to Ames. Ames coming back, by the way, apparently, if you saw that news.
Great. I don't believe it, but it won't be the same, but whatever. I love it. Bring it all back.
35 stores by the end of 2025, they're saying.
Right next to Toys R Us.
Including the Ames Cafe.
Ooh. Bring back Kmart. I know it's not technically gone.
Yes.
Man. You know what? Let's bring them all back. Bradley's. Come on, guys. We need more retail.
Keep it. Yeah.
We need more retail.
We do.
It's not working out.
I was completely disappointed. Right next to the Target that I frequent most, there was a Hollow Shell that used to be a Bed Bath & Beyond. My hope was that it was going to become like an Ollie's or a Ross, and they'd kind of like move their way up here a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm driving up, going to Target to pick something up, I look, coming soon, Bob's Discount Furniture.
No.
And I'm like, dang it, do we really need more discount furniture?
Discount furniture and like car washes and car parts. Like these are things and we have enough.
Yes.
We have enough.
Storage facilities.
Storage. Dentists. We have a lot of dentists all of a sudden.
Urgent care.
Urgent care. Yeah, what the hell? What's wrong with people? Why do you need so many urgent cares? Why? Shouldn't be making money off people being hurt. It's not right. It's not right. Well, that's exciting. Did you get?
Yeah.
That was that. Is it? You need to go up there and do like a live report from the scene, like really document it.
Oh, right. Because
they're gonna cover it again unless they tear it down.
They are.
Yeah.
They
you gotta get up there. Is it? Is there anything left that you can take, or it's just like when the like the atomic bomb went off?
It was
the
liquor
store. The shadows burned in. Is it just,
no, it's a New Hampshire liquor store.
I know,
so
but
the New Hampshire liquor store took over the Pier 1 building.
Oh my god.
And they've been remodeling this Pier 1 building for like the last 9 months to become a New Hampshire liquor store.
Okay.
But I'll get up there. Maybe I'll do my own like man on the street thing and just interview people coming out of Market Basket and being like, hey, what do you think of this historical? We want to preserve this, like the Save the Clock Tower moment from Back to the Future. Save the KB Toy Works sign.
You need to
save it.
Can you get a petition running and get people to sign it? Like, how quick can you make that happen? I don't know the official steps. Get it going. Get the WBZ guy up there. Does he take like suggestions? We're going to tweet at him or we're going to TikTok at him, however that works. I'm going to tag him. What's his name? We don't know. Sir.
Dan Shear.
People, enough of this inner city stuff. Go to the outskirts.
Yeah.
You don't make it up to the New Hampshire way enough. People, this is what people want to hear about.
It's southern New Hampshire, technically.
Right.
I mean, you're in Massachusetts within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's within
tax-free?
Your driving
Come
range.
Come on.
Yes.
This is where everybody's going. This is the true secrets of New England. All right. Well, that's exciting. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
All right, we got to talk about Todd McFarlane because he was in the news for a couple of things this week, and it was completely unrelated to him. It's like stuff he did in the past or didn't do.
Oh,
the first thing is somebody had a tweet, like a series of tweets going about the craziest thing you ever heard in an article or an interview. In an article, Todd McFarlane said that when he goes to a convention, he does not eat and he does not go to the bathroom the entire time that is it, he is at a convention. He just stays at the table signing autographs.
Oh, wow.
And one has to ask how that is even possible. That seems he must, of all the things, we learned so much about him. We learned that he likes to walk around in bare feet.
Yep.
That's pretty much all. We know too much about Todd.
He likes sports.
He likes sports balls.
Sports
collectibles. Sports balls.
Yes.
He wishes the NFTs took off because he was really excited about making NFTs with all his brands, and it just didn't happen for him. But the other thing, it's not that they're upset about the not peeing thing. They just think that's kind of weird. They are actually upset about him because he held a contest earlier this year. He called it Spawnuary. It was in January, Spawnuary. And he basically had people drawing alternate covers to his comics, and he was going to include those as actual covers that you could buy. Something about that.
Okay.
So people, you know, they drew comics, and he picked some winners. And one of the winners that he chose turned out to be AI-generated art. And, which is bad because, you know... As an artist, as someone whose career is drawing things, it's bad precedent. But also, it goes a step further because the guy that won, he went to his Instagram and basically was like, F you, artist. I told you I could beat you with AI, and I did. And he basically
I didn't know that part.
Well, he deleted it. But people saved it, and we had a good friend.
You can't
delete
the internet that quickly.
It never leaves the internet. You can't hide. So one of our good friends sent that to me so I could see it. He was like, I'm a 55-year-old man. I don't know why he had to mention how old he is. But clearly, I won't say clearly, but it seemed to me that he wanted to be an artist. Didn't work out for him, so he discovered AI, and now he's gonna take down the entire system from within.
Oh, because
his prompt for the AI was like, create me a create an award-winning design. Like, he put that in the prompt. And,
yeah.
And it, you know, he won. So it worked. But,
worked.
How far away are we from having these, like, the children's coloring contest? You know, like, you would put up the coloring pages at the grocery store.
Right.
Made
with AI.
You
gotta do this in front of me, kid. You gotta do it in front of me.
I remember they had, like, the Hallmark store or something there. And I would always, like, for Easter, they would do it. I would always try to do it.
Right.
I would never win. I would never win.
I won the Geppetto's contest.
That's right.
That one
year. That's right.
That was the big thing.
Was it based on merit or was it random?
Yeah, I think it was based on merit.
Oh, look at
you. Or age. I don't know.
You could have been an artist.
I could have been. I should have just kept going with the Geppetto's stuff. No, but AI is also in the news, like, for the media. There's this movie out called, what is it? Late Night with the Devil?
Late Night with the Devil.
And they use, like, two AI-generated prompt cards.
Yep.
Like ad breaks.
Right.
And people are just in an uproar over that, too.
Well, I saw that. So I follow this TikToker, Jay Stubbs, and she's on Twitter, too, because she's all about the movies, and I like to hear, like, she's very passionate about the movies, and, like, I'm not as passionate about movies, but I like to hear the people, like, mm-hmm. what their thoughts are. So she's very anti-AI, and she was saying that they were really trying to underplay the involvement because, yeah, you just said, two cards that were, like, transition cards, except one of them was part of the set, so it was visible throughout almost the entire movie.
Oh.
But the thing to me is, are the people who are, like, against AI, do they envision a future where AI is outlawed? Like, do they think there's a path forward where the studios are going to be like, I know this will save us literally billions of dollars, but we've decided that the art is more important. Like, is there a version of the future where we don't see AI used in movies?
I don't think there is.
No, I don't think so either. So,
no.
Are they just trying to, like, hold on as long as they can rather than embracing it?
They must be. I mean, look at how all the fun you've had with AI over the last month.
That's why
I enjoy,
like,
it.
Like, people that we are friends with and respect come out against AI. I'm sort of like, yeah, you know, I want everybody to keep their jobs, but also AI is really, like, helping us do a lot of things that we wouldn't be able to do otherwise because I can't pay artists to make, like, all these things for me that I'm, all these assets that I'm using that I need, like, immediately and just, like, in my brain, I'm like,
right.
make it and it does. Like, I wouldn't be able to do a lot of things without it. But, like, at the same time, I totally understand that people are going to lose their jobs. And, like, the doomsday scenario here is that there is no human-made art anymore. Like, I get that that's a concern, a very real concern. But I just don't know that it's possible to put the genie back in the lamp. It's too amazing. It's the most amazing advancement we've made in terms of media ever, maybe.
No, I think it's, I think it just levels the playing field.
Well, that's the thing, too.
Both in a good way and a bad way.
Well, it's like, if you are a multi-million dollar, if you're making a million-dollar movie, you should pay people to do things. But if you're just one guy trying to make a movie, like, you have an idea and you want to make it a reality and there's a program where you can type in your movie and it makes it for you, how do you say that's a bad thing? How do you prevent that from happening? That's still someone's idea coming to life. But it's tricky. I get it. People are really tied to this. But who would have ever envisioned? I always think it's funny that when we made movies, like, back in the 80s, we made movies about the future. We got it so wrong. Like, we didn't have the screen in our house where we had to talk to people. Like, no one ever thought you'd have a device you could carry around with you that would have the entire world of information. Like, nobody thought that. You had Terminator with these endoskeletons with, like, AK-47 shooting us down. Nobody thought that AI would just be designing things that are better than other people can design. Like, nobody envisioned that. Like, they took us out a different way. What did they call it? Not Doomsday. What was it called?
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. It's coming. It's going to look a lot different. It's going to have a lot of fun designs on it.
Yes.
But that's the future. We got lots of problems. But at least Ames is coming back. That's one good.
There we go.
One check mark in the good column.
Sweet.
I gotta talk about this because I'm a big wrestling fan, but we don't talk about wrestling a ton on here. But I do need to talk about this. So CM Punk, one of my favorites, came back to WWE this year. He got hurt almost immediately. So if you hate CM Punk, there's plenty of red meat on there, that for you. But Mattel now has the right to make CM Punk figures. And you all know how much I enjoy the Jazzwares CM Punk figures, especially the Supreme they did. Probably the best. I would say hands down the best. If you want to, best CM Punk figure. If you want to debate that, we can. But I think it's the best. So Mattel now has the license to do CM Punk figures. They teased a Mattel Creations Elite, not an Ultimate. So this isn't like what they did with Cody Rhodes, where the first Cody Rhodes figure was an Ultimate, which is like the high end, like $30 figure that comes with like alternate like heads and pants and other stuff. Just an Elite. So it was unveiled, and what it is what CM Punk looked like the night he returned at the Survivor Series. And that night he was a surprise. He did not wrestle. He came out literally in a blank white t-shirt and gray jeans. And that's what the figure looks like. That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
It does come with a second soft good shirt. That's like the logo shirt they unveiled that you could buy on Shop Zone that night. This figure was supposed to go up for sale when Mattel did all their reveals this past Friday, but it did not, got delayed. So I don't know what that's about. I wonder if the reception to the figure has been a little lukewarm and maybe they're rethinking things. I don't know. Maybe it's just a standard delay. But I'm curious to see how this does and if people like it. And, like, is this one of the scenarios where CM Punk fans will just buy anything? And this technically was what he looked like for his return? Like, I don't know. I think I will be skipping it for a lot of reasons. Number one, I think the Jazzwear figure is just cannot be topped by a Mattel figure. But I'm curious to see what they do moving forward and what kind of classic looks we get from Punk, because hopefully he gets to have some more matches. The only match he had was at the Rumble and he got hurt and he's done for a little while. So we might only get retro, or not retro, maybe we'll get a retro, but flashbacks, and there's plenty of those to do. All right, Bill, anything else for this big week?
I can't think of anything.
All right, everybody. Well, you know what we say. We don't want to grow up, but we already did. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye, everyone. I still